Donald Coyle, Chairman of Bonnygee United Football Club. You've brand new floodlights being switched on. It's a big occasion for the club, a number of activities associated with it. Let's just go back in time briefly to the early days of the club. So much has been achieved over the last couple of decades, and it all began from humble beginnings.
It did indeed. It did indeed, Chris. I suppose back in the early 70s, there were certain people who had the foresight to buy bit of land out here. 2.5 acres was bought for £1,000 at the time, and you just had the land only, and everything and anything that you see around you here tonight is a testament to all who's gone before us and to the present committee. Great achievement here. A bare field. Now we have a fine facility. We have our good pitch, dressing rooms, the community hall, AstroTurf, the stand, and now the floodlights.
Great credit to so many people down through the years. I mean, you've some of the best facilities of any club in the whole Northwest. Just tell us a bit about what exactly is here now.
Well, I suppose we can start off with the pitch. And in fairness, I suppose it's one of the best playing surfaces in the county. And that is testament to our groundsman, Lawrence Gilday, who really puts in a Trojan amount of work. And fair play to Lawrence. It's great to have somebody like that as a member of the committee. He does really work hard to keep the pitch in pristine condition. We also have our dressing rooms here now, and we have 3 dressing rooms. We have the 2 AstroTurfs here as well, a floodlit, and we have the community hall. And I think that word community is what the club is all about. It's all about the community. Because even though we were very fortunate over the years to get good grants, without the help of the community around Bonnygee and the extended area for fundraising, we wouldn't be able to achieve what we have achieved here today.
And because the ground is so good, also a handy location, you've had some major events here, everything from FAI Intermediate Ladies Cup Finals to Ulster Junior Cup, Ulster Senior League games, and it's seen as being one of the best locations, one of the best grounds in the area.
Well, I suppose, you know, at Bonnygee gets a home game, say, in an Intermediate Cup, when a lot of clubs come here and see the facilities we have. They find that it's unbelievable that a club up here in Donegal can have such fine facilities. So we're very proud of our facilities, and we're very proud of the fact that the facilities are here for all in the community as well, Chris.
Many clubs looking in would always have been of the opinion that you've had a great committee here down through the years and an awful lot of voluntary work and fundraising, and you can see for yourself the proof of the pudding.
Well, sure, listen, Chris, that's what it's all about. It's all about a good working committee. A committee, we have 13 on the committee at the minute, and all 13, they just have the one agenda, and that is Bonnygee United Football Club, and that's the way it should be.
You mentioned community there, the community hall, which, even in the hall, it's been used as a count centre in elections and referendums, so you name it, it's been done here.
It's been done, yeah, we have everything. You know, that's what I was just thinking today there, you know, some of the things that we have going on here. We have a Christian community who meet here on a Sunday morning. We have Irish dancing, we have ballroom dancing, we have Keely dancing, Irish dancing, we have fencing, we have all kinds of activities here in the hall, and it's great.
Now, on the field of play, not only do you have the Ulster Senior League team, there's Donegal League teams, there's underage teams. No exaggeration to say that hundreds and hundreds of people have come through the club playing football.
They have. And you know, we're just counting up there, I think we have over 400 registered players at the minute in the club. And that's taken in. Like 5 years ago, we didn't have a ladies team here. Now, we have girls from under 10, we have a team at under 12, under 14, under 16, the senior ladies team. We have teams then, the boys, under 8s, under 10s, under 12, 14, 16, youth, Donegal League and Ulster Senior League. And you know, it's a great occasion, this, and it's particularly great tonight, because, in fact, we're sitting joint top of the Ulster Senior League with Cockhill, so that's great, so we can look forward to, hopefully, a good season.
And nice that there's a Finn Harps select here tonight who's going to play, and it's been a great year for Finn Harps. And people look at the ground here, I mean, this is pretty much at League of Ireland standard.
It is, aye. We could, we could host League of Ireland football here. Yeah, we could indeed. And just talking about Finn Harps, I think Ollie Horgan and the boys have done a great job this year and maintaining their position in the Premier Division, and we're delighted to have them here. Yeah. And we have a long association with Finn Harps. At the minute, we have quite a number of boys at under 15, 17 and under 19, and of course the legend himself, Mickey Funston.
Yeah.
Can't forget Mickey. Played all his underage football here, and he's been a great servant to Finn Harps over the years as well.
And finally, just to explain to people, I mean, the floodlights that you've got in here are way above the level that exists at some League of Ireland grounds. I mean, these are top notch.
They are. They're 500 lux lights, and they're really way above the standard of a lot of lights. So that's why I'm saying we could host, and you'd have no bother with RTE.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from Bonagie if they ever wish to come up for a game.
Maybe even European football.
Yeah, listen, you never know, but listen, we can always dream, Chris. We can always dream.
Yeah. And just one other thing worth also pointing out, that, you know, you've got great support from local politicians and a lot of grant aid and much of that, you know, it takes a lot of lobbying, but people have come up and they've seen the plans here and they've come in and rode in behind you.
Well, like, I mean, I suppose that's the great thing about Bonagie. Like, when we put our mind to something, we go and we do it. And, you know, certainly without the grant aid over the years, and I have to mention in particular Dr. James McDade when he was Minister for Sport, he did really help us along the way, and later times we got Minister Joe McHugh to help us with this last funding, and again, as I said, the local councillors rode in behind us as well. So from that point of view, it's been great.